Day 2 of the Virginia Film Festival. This is Sean McCord on November 2nd, 2012, in back of the Main Street Arena, where you can come and get your tickets, your schedules, and everything else film festival related. And I'm sitting across from Brian Weekland, who is a screenwriter. Brian, tell us what brings you to the Virginia Film Festival.
Well, thank you, Sean. It's a pleasure to be here. This is actually the first time I'm attending this, and I'm very impressed. I'm a screenwriter, and I was one of three screenwriters who won the Screenwriting Award this year for the Virginia
Film Festival.
Yes. Virginia Film Festival. And the award requires that you be a Virginia resident,
yeah.
And that the script that you write can be shot, the most part, in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
So those two things, I was able to present a script that won, and I'm very honored with that.
Well, tell us a little bit about your script.
Well, the script is called Klaus the Great,
K-L-A-U-S.
And Klaus is a 99-year-old philosophy professor who basically is rescued by his daughter from an assisted living facility in Florida and brought back to Virginia. And he at one point was a very prominent professor at William & Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And as luck would have it, another professor, a younger professor, currently at William & Mary, is trying to erase the memory of Klaus from the philosophy department and trying to get his book out of the curriculum and pushed aside. And Klaus comes back just in time, and the story really is a feel-good family story that a lot of us are going through now with elderly parents, bringing them home and caring for them. But Klaus does more than that. He basically is resurrected man. He does a second edition of his book and eventually wins out at the end. But it's a feel-good story. It's sort of like The Blind Side, only instead
right.
of bringing a football player into the house, you're bringing your 99-year-old father into the house. And the relationships that he was able to make with his 17-year-old grandson and others are very heartwarming.
So in most writing classes I've taken, professor always says, write what you know, write from your life. So are there elements from your own life, your own family, stories of people you know that work their way into the script?
Yes, I think every writer brings that mm-hmm. to a script. And in my case, Klaus is based on my father, who lived to be almost 101.
Wow.
And it taught me in seeing him in his final years that we can never discount anybody, no matter what their age is and their station in life, because he was able to, he had all of his mental facilities until his very end.
Sure.
And so I think a lot of people, especially in that kind of hospital settings or nursing homes, really kind of discount the value of human life. But I think in my story, it shows that never give up, never give up. And it's always important to look ahead. My dad always looked ahead. He never looked behind. So that's a valuable lesson right there.
And is this the first script you've submitted to the Virginia Screenwriters Competition?
Yes, it is. I have a second script. It's called Last Waltz of Vienna that is newer. It recently won grand prize at both the New York Screenplay Competition and in the Hollywood Screenplay Competition. And next week we'll be going to Hollywood to talk with some producers out there on that script. So that's
excellent.
Kind of exciting.
Well, tell us a little bit more about your background, particularly your writing background. I mean, I assume Klaus the Great wasn't the first screenplay you wrote.
No, it was the first screenplay that, let's say, escaped my office. There were several that never did escape. But it's a difficult genre, and I've written three mystery novels, and so that's a totally different feel. The mystery novels, you can sort of let it go, but scripts fall into a certain format that you have to follow, and it becomes kind of a... You're handcuffed to it for a while, and it's somewhat inhibiting. But after you get the formula, I think you can place your story into that formula, and it works. I was a graduate of Penn State School of Journalism, and
okay.
For many years worked as a newspaper reporter and editor. And so my background basically is one of trying to stick as close to the facts as possible.
Sure.
And I think after all those years of trying to stick as close to the facts as possible, my creative side had an urge to come out. So
absolutely.
I've been writing more fiction.
So obviously you're a Virginia-based writer. Did you say you live in Richmond?
Yes, I live in Richmond, Virginia.
And this is your first time to the Virginia Film Festival. here in Charlottesville.
First time here. It's amazing.
Did you just arrive this morning? Have you had a chance to look around?
I just arrived. I'm meeting with some of the people here, and they're all very excited about the movies you're all presenting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to seeing Silver Linings Playbook tomorrow night. That's one of the nice things about going to a film festival. You can see these films before they go out into the general public, and it's exciting, very exciting.
Well, very good. Well, congratulations on being a finalist? Is that the...
A winner. Thank you. It's very exciting. And I want to give kudos to the film festival, because a lot of film festivals don't recognize screenwriting as an art form. And the story begins with screenwriting. It begins with that idea. It begins with being able to express that idea. And the directors and the actors take it over from there. But I don't think screenwriting should be overlooked.
Absolutely not. I mean, filmmaking, as with any sort of creative production on that scale, is very much a collaborative process. But it starts with the written word.
Yes, it does. It certainly does. It
starts with a lone screenwriter sitting in front of their typewriter or their computer screen and pulling the story out of their brain and putting it up on, somehow making it real.
Yes.
And as much as we laud actors and directors and people who become the face of movies, I completely agree with you. The screenwriters are the ones that first bring it to conception.
Yes, that's true.
And I have a great deal of respect for all of you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for coming by.
My pleasure to be here, and good luck.
Enjoy your visit at the Virginia Film Festival. This is Sean McCord. I'm talking to Brian Weakland, screenwriter of Klaus the Great. You handed me a very interesting flyer here, so we can find out more about your current project, The Last Waltz of Vienna, at www.lastwaltz.webs.com. You have another site that you can send people to learn more about your other work?
Sure, they can go on brianweakland.com. That's BRIANWEAKLAND.
BrianWeakland.com. I see it right here on the flyer. All right, Brian, thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Sean.